Welcome to Go Tell It, the First Hurst 2023 Daily Devotional for Advent. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes throughout the Advent season, November 26th through December 26th. Thursday, November 30th. Sent. Luke 1:19. And the angel answered him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news." We look again to that single inspired sentence of Gabriel's that remains just pregnant with meaning for Christ's followers. In fact, a mere three words captivate our attention for today. I was sent. My brain hurts when I try to think about the overwhelming logistical details of large-scale delivery services, especially as Christmas approaches. How in the world companies coordinate and manage so many deliveries, usually in a pretty short time frame, is simply astounding to me. According to UPS, those familiar brown trucks delivered an average of 24.3 million packages per business day in 2022. I'll save you from doing the math. That's 6.2 billion packages throughout the year. And for every one of those deliveries to take place, someone had to initiate it. Someone had to send that package with intentionality to a specific delivery address. As a devoted servant of the living God, the angel Gabriel announced to Zechariah that he too was sent with intentionality to a specific recipient. With an innumerable sea of angelic beings available, God, in His sovereign providence, determined Gabriel was the perfectly created being to deliver His message to the humble priest who would be the father of John the Baptist. Dispatched in obedience to his Creator, Gabriel stepped away from whatever heavenly assignment had previously occupied his attention, thoroughly devoted to the command of heaven's all-glorious King. The lofty deeds of angelic messengers seem distant and otherworldly to us today, yet we are not so far removed from the commissioning of Gabriel. Consider how closely our call resembles his. As Gabriel carried the joyful news that God's ancient prophecies were coming to pass, we likewise serve as carriers of the good news, the gospel, the truth that God's promises have indeed come to pass. Not unlike the angel's intention sending to a specific recipient, God orchestrates divine appointments for His servants all the time. He sends us to be able to speak to particular individuals in need of His glorious gospel. And in much the same way as God sovereignly chose Gabriel to deliver His message to Zechariah, so He has chosen you to deliver the message of hope in Jesus. Among all His creative handiwork, you are the one whom He has perfectly created to speak to your lost family member, to those neighbors you often see out in the yard, to your coworker struggling through grief, or the classmate with whom you've recently formed a new friendship. The question is, will you and I recognize that we've been dispatched by our Creator to bear His message of hope to those who inhabit our paths? Like Gabriel, will we respond in obedient devotion to the command of our great King? At First Hurst, we say it every Sunday, as our times of corporate worship come to a conclusion. Perhaps these words will hold a more palpable meaning for us this day. You are sent. It's just as true on Thursday as it was on Sunday. To whom will the Lord send you today? Thank you for listening to Go Tell It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 26th. For a printable or ebook version of Go Tell It, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2023 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.